Welcome back to Foreman & Wolf on Food & Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And Cindy, we have a mentor of yours,
yes.
Someone who's very important to you. And with today's topic, which is entertaining outside and cooking outside, someone who is from a culture of cooking outside.
You want to introduce? Marcelo, this is my chef, Marcelo Vasquez. And he is from Argentina and has been living in the United States for how many years now, Marcelo?
Oh, almost 40.
Mm. So Argentina is famous for their grilling techniques. And I remember very vividly the parties that you would give for us when I worked for you in Charleston. And I was wondering if you could tell people the traditional way of grilling in Argentina and how you used to start the fire and marinate the pigs and all the wonderful things you would cook for us.
Well, you remember that I drove the pig, no?
Yes.
Basically, you know, in Argentina, we cook with fire, it's the ancestral way of cooking. And we have what you call a parrilla, which is the grill, which has evolved from a simple cross, you know, of wood, where you hang the meat and then you light a fire way far from it, and you let the heat and the wind envelop the meat. It has evolved into a brick structure with a place to make the fire, which is normally wood, not coal, and then another place to put the grill, and the grill is raised up and down to regulate the heat, because we cook with very little heat in Argentina. We don't use flame or anything like that. And that's the way we do what we call the asado. I don't know if this answers your question or not.
Absolutely. How early do you start the fires so that the embers are ready to go?
Depends in which process you are using, but always you need to start the fire in order to have embers. That's why you light the fire apart from the grill, and then you pick the embers and just shovel them under the meat, and then you regulate the heat by raising or lowering the grill.
Okay. And making chimichurri, is that your ideal marinade for?
Well, we don't marinate. We don't marinate meats. What we just do is we use the chimichurri as a relish. We just brush it on top of the meat after we have cooked it. Some people use it as marinade, but the traditional product is not, you know. Now, chimichurri is, there is a very funny story about it. You know, it's a corruption of Jimmy Curry. Jimmy Curry was an Irish worker in the railroad in Argentina, and he invented that sauce.
Okay, that's interesting.
That's crazy.
I didn't know that.
I always thought that was an appropriated. I knew that there were a number of Vasquez that came from Spain very early in Argentina, and I always thought that sauce was an adaptation of the persillad that they would make in Pai Vasco.
Yeah, that's the story I told you is common mm-hmm. knowledge in Argentina. I don't know,
Irish sauce.
The names of the stuff of the dishes through the world, sometimes you cannot pinpoint the origin.
Of course. Can you?
But it makes a nice story.
It does make a good story, Marcelo. Can you share your recipe for chimichurri, please?
Well, basically, it's, you just mince, it's parsley based, it means a lot of parsley, some garlic, and vinegar, and just a bit of oil. That's the basic chimichurri. Through the years, and the people who have put their finger on the pie there, No.
Sounds very unsanitary.
Well, they use herbs like, you know, thyme and oregano and stuff like that. But your basic chimichurri is really water, oil, parsley, and garlic.
And no chilies?
No, no chili. No chili. They have a version with red pepper, the spicy one, but I cannot pronounce the name here because it's rude.
Okay. My goodness.
Let's not have that on the radio.
Right?
No, we cannot have that on the radio.
So, do you have any other suggestions for grilling techniques? Your thoughts on that?
Well, as far as I told you, we do it with very little fire, as opposed to when you ask a steak, they are fire cooked with flame. You know? Mm-hmm. We don't want to see flame, and we don't want to see smoke.
Okay.
So it's a very different way of cooking meat here, for instance, in Texas, where fire and smoke are
part of it.
We're a culture that's impatient.
Well, I don't know. It just depends, But and asado also is as an extension of the word, is used in Argentina as you invite people to an asado, which means they are your close friends, and you start. You eat through maybe 2-3 hours, You start with, a little bit of sausage and a little bit of chicken, and then you progress into the red meats, and you usually end with lamb. And you don't use plates. Traditionally, you use bread, and you cut a slice of bread and put on top of it the meat, and then you take the meat and the bread with your teeth and with your knife, or it's a dagger, really, very, very sharp. You cut without cutting the lips.
That would be nice.
And that's the way you eat it.
So it's a slightly manly meal, maybe 8 different meat sandwiches in a row.
Well,
without cutting the lips.
You don't much eat the meat, Tony. The bread.
The bread is the plate.
Yeah. And Marcelo, about empanadas, what can you tell us about that?
Well, empanadas is basically, an imported food because, we in the Americas really have very, very little, local food. Everything has been imported from the from Europe, mm-hmm. which is brought in by the immigrants. So empanadas is basically a Spanish or English or French. They all have different names for them. But it's in Argentina, they differ a lot from province to province. In some provinces, they are made with with a pastry that is very smooth. In other provinces, made with a pastry which is very similar to a millefeuille. Mm-hmm. Some are fried, some are baked, and some are very, very full of fat. So when you eat it, the fat goes down to your elbow.
Nice, I like that.
Yeah. But basically, there are a few types, which are, the filling is it's ground meat or cheese and onions and what else? Sometimes you have the Spanish empanadas made with fish, with tuna and mackerel.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes like that, but. They put in every empanada, they always put some hard-boiled egg, which I don't like much.
Yeah, me either. One of the other things you used to do, Marcelo, and I was so shocked the first time you did it. You bought cheese from Argentina and sliced a big fat slice of it and put it on the grill.
Oh, that was provolone cheese.
That was so good.
But not the provolone we think of for a sandwich we get in the grocery store.
No, because the one you buy here, it will go through the grill.
Right.
basically, you have to get the provolone, which is woven, very, when it's made, it's like mozzarella, but many more times, mm-hmm. And so that makes that makes the casein hold together very, very hard, And then you put it on, and then you season it with salt, pepper, oregano, and olive oil, and serve it.
So good.
That's an Argentine theme for my next cookbook.
That's called provoleta, in Argentina, because it's a smaller provolone. It's like a Milano salami, size. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Marcelo. One, for me, it's a joy to speak with you, and I thank you so much for everything you taught me. You are one of the best chefs I've ever known in my life. And
I'm just a cook.
You're a very, very, very good one, sir. And thank you so much for talking to Tony and I. It's absolutely been a treat, and all the best to you, sir.
It has been nice to talk to you too, Cindy, and I congratulate you on your success.
Thank you.
You deserve it.
Thank you, Marcelo. Thank you so much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Well, that was terrific to talk to. It was cool, honestly, silly to say it on the radio, but it was cool to watch your face talking to a mentor of yours.
Oh, I loved him. He influenced the beginning of my career so much, and he is just a naturally gifted chef and a brilliant man.
I like the idea of...
And he used to race cars, so of course I love him.
Race cars and the tasting menu of... meats eaten off your bread plate.
Awesome.
You cut with a very sharp knife without cutting your lips.
Well,
try not to cut the lips. That's all we have time for today on Foreman and Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
If you would like to listen to previous broadcasts of Foreman and Wolf on Food and Wine, please visit the WYPR website. You can download podcasts. If you want to reach us, you can reach us at foremanwolf@wypr.org. And thanks for listening to WYPR.